Antifa attacks Democrat HQ in Portland, wants revenge, not Biden. By Bob Price on January 20, 2021. Antifa marched through the streets of Portland, Oregon, on Inauguration Day carrying a sign saying "We don't want Biden, we want revenge." A video tweeted by New York Times journalist Mike Baker, who's a group of Antifa protesters marching down a Portland street with a sign bearing anti-police and anti-Biden messages. 200 left-wing protesters are on the streets in Portland right now, with anti-Biden and anti-police messages. "We are ungovernable," one sign says. pic.twitter.com/WLTFPJRS03. Mike Baker, at by Mike Baker, January 20, 2021. "We don't want Biden," one sign reads. "We want revenge." The sign says they want revenge for police murders, imperialist wars, and fascist massacres. A tweet by Portland Tribune reporter Zane Sparling shows a sign reading, "We are ungovernable. We are ungovernable," banner at Portland protest on Biden's inauguration today. pic.twitter.com/h1zaakbal1. Zane Sparling, at PD's Zane, January 20, 2021. The Antifa crew continued their march and ransacked the Portland Democratic Party headquarters. The Portland crowd has now gone to the local headquarters of the Democratic Party, smashing windows and writing "fuck Biden" pic.twitter.com/no1ikwll. Mike Baker, at by Mike Baker, January 20, 2021. Another video tweeted by townhall.com journalist Julio Rosas shows Antifa wearing black bloc and carrying umbrellas smashing the windows of the Democrats' offices and spray painting graffiti on the building. On the ground in Portland, Oregon, for at townhall.com. A group of Antifa marchers just attacked the city's Democratic Party office. They broke windows and spray-painted the building. Some of them had a hard time breaking the windows. pic.twitter.com/v0psm7r.ivd. Julio Rosas, at Julio_Rosas11, January 20, 2021. "Fuck Biden," one of the messages stated. Another spelled the new president's name wrong but said, "Fuck Biden, sick. Still fast cost, sick." Rosas said Antifa quickly fled the scene when police arrived. Baker tweeted that he received criticism for calling the crowd left-wing. He clarified, calling the crowd a mix of racial justice, anti-fascist, anarchist, youth liberation, etc. "Seeing some criticism for calling the crowd left-wing, which was my shorthand to make clear that it isn't Trump supporters on the streets of Portland. The longer version is that the crowd is a mix of racial justice, anti-fascist, anarchist, youth liberation, etc." Mike Baker, at by Mike Baker, January 21, 2021. Coin6 reporter Jennifer Dowling tweeted another video portraying the destruction at the Democrats' office building. "A look at the damage done at the headquarters. #Coin6News #PDX #PNW #Oregon #Portland pic.twitter.com/BS2AOffNet. Jennifer Dowling, at Jen Dowling Coin6, January 20, 2021. She tweeted another video showing Portland police placing a person under arrest. "People in the bed of the truck are being searched. #Coin6News #PDX #PNW #Oregon #Portland pic.twitter.com/S49R0DGXD. Jennifer Dowling, at Jen Dowling Coin6, January 21, 2021. "Looks like someone is being taken into custody." #Coin6News #PDX #PNW #Oregon #Portland pic.twitter.com/6mcclizo. Jennifer Dowling, at Jen Dowling Coin6, January 21, 2021. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.